Good evening.
Good evening.
Merry Christmas to all. Psalm 98, a psalm. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our Lord, of God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all earth. Burst into jubilant song and music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
We light these candles of hope, love, joy, and peace once again. And as we remember the... fulfillment of these promises in Christ's birth, we will also look ahead to the day when all things will truly be made right at Christ's return.
Good job.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place when Quirinus was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn.
Little Jesus lay down his sleep.
Whoever heard of a kingdom without a king? Everybody got a king. Who is your king? If when I ask you who is your king, you ask me who is mine. His name is Jesus. You got to admit, my king is the only one qualified to be king. My king has always been king. My king was born king. He was born in a manger and walked in king's palaces. My king is the only one whose birth was announced by a multitude of angels across the heavenly skies. My king is the greatest gift to mankind. He's no longer a baby or a servant as when he walked the earth, who Isaiah saw high and lifted up, and John the Revelator fell at his feet as a dead man. That's my king. In fact, the Bible says he's a seventh way king. He's the king of the Jews. That's an ethnic king. He's the king of Israel. That's a national king. My king will let you know who's who and what is what. My king always has been king and always will be king. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of the universe. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's Lord of lords. That's my king.
Amen.
Well, David said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. That's my king. My king is the only one of whom there is no means of measure that can divine his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring him into visibility the coastline of his sure line of supplies. That's my king. Nobody can keep him from saving me. I don't care what you tell him about me. He knows me. No barrier can hinder him from pouring out his blessings. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. He's the greatest phenomenon that ever crossed the horizon of the world. He's God's Son. He's the sinner's Savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. That's my king. What I like about him, he doesn't need me and he doesn't need you. He stands alone in himself. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's supreme. He's preeminent. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the supreme problem in higher criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true religion. He's the cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. He's the only one qualified to be king. Let alone, you know what? You accept that he's your king. He's the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He's in every way able to satisfy all our needs at the same time. He supplies strength to the weak. He's available for the tempted and tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He's the almighty God who guides and keeps all his people. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers, forgives the sinners, discharges the debtors. He delivers the captives, defends the feeble, blesses the young, serves the unfortunate. He regards the able, he rewards the diligent, and he beautifies the meek. He understands our sorrows. Now that's my king. Do you know him? My king is the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway to righteousness. And he's the highway to holiness. He's the gateway to glory. He's the master of the mighty. He's the captain of the conquerors. He's the leader of the legislatures. He's the overseer of the overcomers. He's the governor of governors. He's the prince of princes. He's the king of kings and lord of lords. That is our king. His office is manifold. His promises are sure. His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you, but he's undescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. I'm trying to tell you the heaven of heavens cannot contain him, let alone some man explain him. You cannot get him out of your mind. You cannot get him off of your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Amen. Well, I wonder if you know him. Do you know him? Yes. Don't try to mislead me. Do you know my king? The Pharisees couldn't stand him. The family couldn't stop him. The witness couldn't get their testimonies to agree about him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. That's our king. He always has been. He always will be. I'm talking about he had no predecessor and he'll have no successor. There was nobody before him. There'll be no one after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. Power belongs to my king. We talk about white power, black power, green power, and all that matter is God's power. We try to get prestige and honor for ourselves, but the glory is all his. Thy kingdom and glory and power. Are you glad that you asked me about my king? His power, kingdom, and glory will last forever and ever and ever and ever. And how long is that? And when you're through with all the evers, amen.
All right, we're going to read Luke 2, 8 through 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah of the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. All right, we're going to stand and sing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Light light shone in darkness that night and continues to shine in the darkness of our world today. May we rejoice as we remember that Christ has come. May we be transformed into the holy people of God as we look forward to the day when he will come again.
Amen.
Christmas Eve. And we're almost to that best part, our silent night. This evening, we're going to be in the book of John, John 1, 1 through 14. And tonight, as we're reading this, you're going to notice something very similar from the book of John to the book of Genesis, because they both start with in the beginning. Because Jesus was in the beginning of creation, and he was in the beginning of the new covenant. So please, let's stand as we learn of God's word together. John 1, 1 through 14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Amen. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born of not just natural descent nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and of truth.
Amen.
Dear God, thank you so much for your word today. Thank you for this blessing that we have. Give us what our hearts desire today as we prepare for our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Verse 1 through 5, in the beginning, the Word was with God, because the Word was God. Jesus was not created by God, because he was God. Jesus created all things and gave life to all things. All three of the Holy Trinity created life, created the creation of the earth. In Genesis 1:1, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:2, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And Colossians 1:16, all things were created through him. In him was life. He was light in the darkness. In John 1:5, I love the Amplified Version, and the light shines in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, put it out or absorbed it or appropriated it, and is unreceptive to it. Don't you love that? Darkness has no strength when there is God. 6 through 9, there's a witness to testify. John the Baptist was sent by God to testify concerning Jesus Christ, our Savior, who is the light of the world. John was not the light. He was the witness. He was there to share that Jesus was coming and prepare the hearts for those to receive him. See, Jesus was the perfect light for our imperfections. Amen?
Amen.
Isaiah 9:2, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and on those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
Yeah.
The true light gives light to everyone. Amen. Everyone. In verse 10 through 13, we see that Jesus came into the world and the world did not recognize him. He came to the Jews, he came to his people to save them, and they did not accept them. But whoever did accept Jesus and believe, were given the right to become children born of God. John 14:6, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him." Verse 14, the world became flesh. Jesus made this dwelling upon us. We seen the glory of the one and only Son, came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Last night, my family and I watched the new Christmas movie that came out, The Perfect Christmas Pageant. Is that what it's called, Katie?
Yes.
Yes? The Greatest Christmas Pageant? Okay, thank you. I read this book to my kids when they were really little, and I said, "Oh, you guys, I just saw that movie came out. Remember when we read it?" And they both were like, "We don't remember." Great. But we watched the movie and it was so cute. And I sat there and watched Imogene hold baby Jesus, not totally, truly understanding the whole story of Christmas yet, but she knew that he was good.
Yeah.
And as she started crying, I couldn't help it. I was crying tears. And my daughter looks at me, "Are you crying?" "Yes, I'm crying." It was so beautiful. My heart broke for this innocent, beautiful child who just knew that this was good. This was good. The world did not recognize him, and his people did not accept him. But we, all of us here, we have an opportunity to accept Jesus.
Amen.
We have the opportunity. We can read the accounts of those who witnessed, and we know because of them that he was both God and both fully God, fully man. He came to lead us, to love us, and to save us. He was the light. He came and he shook things up, and he made people uncomfortable, and he still makes us uncomfortable today. Amen?
Amen.
We've got that upside down kingdom that we don't totally always understand, but we're continuing to learn and do good.
Yes.
God, make me better. Help me understand. Help me to see you better. John 1:14, he was full of loving favor and truth. Grace and truth. That was our Jesus. Jesus was the Word. He always will be and always has been. He was sent into the world for us to save the world from their sin. Those who believe are born again, not through flesh and blood, but through the Spirit. Over the course of this month, you have all been reading scripture and studying that we can change in the waiting, in our Advent. Did you feel that this month? So much change and opportunity to see what God had for us in the waiting. And so now, as we lit this candle that represents Jesus, the light of the world, we can now step back and be ready to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus, the light of the world who came to save the world. And we have a choice. We can choose not to believe. Or tonight, you can choose Christ. You can choose to be born again. We can choose the grace and the love of our Father who desires us to be near us. I love that question we talked about earlier this month when Cameron was like, "No, God doesn't lament. God laments for you. He desires you so badly. His heart breaks when you don't want him just as bad as he wants you."
Yeah.
You get to accept Christ today. And if you haven't done that yet, I invite you tonight, in this moment, in this beautiful setting, Jesus, I just want you. Because I believe after tonight, hearing the scriptures, hearing the witnesses, hearing the story of Jesus, I want you in my heart.
Jesus was born into the world, fully God and fully man, as a light in the darkness who came to give life to all who believe. Allow him to give light in your life tonight. Dear God, I just pray for all those who are here tonight. I pray for each and every person here who just desires Jesus more than themselves. God, I pray for that person here who's sitting here saying, I just need Jesus tonight. I need that light because I'm tired of the darkness around me. I want Jesus to light my path and light my life for goodness. I want to be on that path of continued righteousness and desire to continue to be holy as he is holy. I give my whole heart to you right now because I want to believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I want to be who you've called me to be. I want to be born again, not through a mother or father. I want to be born through the Spirit, God. Jesus, I want that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, we're going to come and have communion together as a family. And so I'm going to read the scripture in Matthew 26. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26, while they were eating, Jesus took bread. And when he has given thanks, he broke it and gave thanks to his disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body. This is why Jesus came. He came to save us, and this is why we remember this tonight, because this is the purpose. We can't forget why we're celebrating the baby being born. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which was poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when he had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Joe, will you come forward and help me with the communion tonight? As you come forward and take the bread and the juice, feel free to head back to your seat and pray the prayer and take the communion. And then after you finish, we'll sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
It's Christmas. The baby Jesus is born. He is the Savior, the light of the world. And if you didn't believe that before, I hope you know that now. Because I look out and all this is what it is, folks.
Amen.
A loving church family who came together and sang Silent Night.
Amen.
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 Jesus is so good. He loves you so much. Dear God, thank you so much for tonight. I just pray that we all have a wonderful Merry Christmas, and then when we leave here, we don't forget the reason that we are celebrating tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
May you all have a wonderful Merry Christmas.